Well, folks, I just want to say that I thank you so much for having us here tonight, the Henderson family. I just want to tell you right off the top here, we don't take this lightly, to be able to come to another church and have a pastor allow us to have the pulpit and to be able to present our ministry and how God has called us to the Micronesian island of Guam. How many here knows where Guam is? A good bit. How many here ever been on Guam? There's two. Is there more? There's two. Military? All right, military. Yeah, it's a strategic place for the United States. There's two military bases there. There's Anderson Air Force Base in the north part of the island, and right there near the capital in the middle part of the island, there is a Navy base. And again, it is a strategic place for the United States. Guam is an American territory. So the language barrier is nil. I already got it down pat. I tell folks we're actually going to the southern tip of Guam, far as south as you can go. If you go any further south, you'll step into the Pacific. And I'm a southern boy from Greenville, South Carolina. My whole life I've been there. And I'm just now getting a hold of English good. So when I go down there, I'll be in the southern part of Guam, and I'll have it down pat. They do have the native people, or the Chamorro people, and that's who we're going to minister to. That's who we're going to, first and foremost, as Paul tells us, to declare the gospel. For without the gospel, there's no need to teach anything else. Unless a person's saved, he's spiritually discerned. There's no need to go down there, and even though I'm not against, by no means, groups that go dig wells and such, and all kind of helps, but God sent me to go to proclaim the gospel and plant an independent, fundamental, Baptist, Bible-believing, New Testament church, and that's what we're going to do down there. Just briefly, let me tell you a little bit before we show the video we have tonight that will explain to you a little more about Guam, and also will give you me and my wife's testimony of salvation and how the Lord's blessed. It was 2012, and I won't say much because it's in there, that we were in our annual missions conference at Fellowship Baptist Church in Taylor's. And just like any other year, you know, I was there and I was taking part in it, except this year was different. I was actually a pastoral internship at my church. I just graduated not long before that from Fellowship Baptist Institute. I have been serving the Lord for 20 years now since I got saved. Each and every year He would use me more and more and more. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you pray for, because God will answer it. Not long after I got saved, I talked to an evangelist, and right on the pulpit, near the pulpit, he said, "Bill, God's not interested in your ability. He's interested in your availability. Make yourself available." And I made myself available to do whatever the Lord wanted me to do, and He got me involved in the local church. And not long after that, teaching in Sunday school classes, teaching in Bible clubs, teaching at nursing homes, preaching at nursing homes. A pastor asked me to take young married class. Pastor asked me to take auditorium class. Pastor asked me to direct the outreach on Saturdays. Pastor asked me to direct the children's church. He'll get you busy if you want to get busy. And so 2012 at the Missions Conference, Brother Elwood Hurst, many of you may know him or have heard of him. He's a veteran missionary to the Micronesian Islands, and he's on Guam now. He's been there 20 years. He was speaking, and him and his wife, at the age of 77, were going back to Guam to plant another church on the southern tip of Guam, where he had described there's not even a Jehovah Witness down there. And the Lord spoke to my heart during that meeting, and Brother Elwood said that, "I want you folks to be praying for us, because we've been praying for a while now that the Lord would send a family to come and labor along beside us, get this church started, get this church planted, and then be able to take over this ministry as they're getting up in years." And it was a surprise to them. The Lord intervened, because they were coming back for good when they came back. But they had a good ministry over in Guam and still do. So pray much for Brother Elwood Hurst. So that's my ministry right now. That's what God's called me to do, to go to Guam and labor along beside Elwood, Brother Elwood Hurst, and do whatever he would have me to do. And he's got a lot, and he can't wait till we get there. He wants our children quickly, I think more than me. He puts in prayer letters and everything. They'd be able to come play the piano and play all the instruments they play, and they do play a lot of them. And we thank you for allowing them to be here tonight. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and let the video be shown, and we'll speak more of it in our message, and look forward to however Brother Ennis, Pastor Ennis, wants us to do any questions or anything at the end. But I do want to just tell you one thing. My wife and I were married 19 years Tuesday, this past Tuesday, and I was actually at work, and she called me, and she said, you know, Bill, last February, our anniversary, we had made our survey trip to Guam. And we were on the Pacific Micronesian island of Guam. Well, this Tuesday, we just got back Tuesday night from Hilton Head, another island. So she said, back-to-back years, she was on tropical islands. And only God can do that. And that's, don't take that lightly. But praise God, one day we'll spend, unless he changes it, all of them down on the tropical island. So we'll show you the video, and then we'll be back up here.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth.
Hello, we're the Henderson family, sending the gospel light for salvation to the Micronesian island of Guam. Guam is located in the western Pacific Ocean, about 3/4 of the way from Hawaii to the Philippines. As the U.S. westernmost territory, Guam is where America's day begins.
Guam was originally discovered by the Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan. The island was formally claimed by Spain in 1565. After the Spanish-American War of 1898, Spain ceded Guam to the United States. From 1899 to 1949, the U.S. Navy administered Guam. Guam was captured by the Japanese in 1941 and retaken by the U.S. 3 years later. The people of Guam have been U.S. citizens since 1956.
Guam is approximately 30 miles long and is 4 to 12 miles wide. Guam covers an area of 212 square miles, about 3 times the size of Washington, D.C., with the U.S. Naval and Air Force bases in the north occupying 1/3 of the land. Guam is divided into 19 municipalities, commonly called villages.
The island of Guam has an ancient history and rich cultural heritage dating back over 4 centuries. Today, Guam is truly a cosmopolitan community with a unique culture that is a combination of ancient Chamorro traditions, over 300 years of Spanish influence, and the Roman Catholic Church doctrine.
In January 2012, Elwood and Doris Hurst were guests at our annual missions conference. It was during the missions conference that Brother Hurst not only shared his vision to start a new church plant in the southern tip of Guam, but also for his prayer that the Lord would send a family to help labor alongside them in this work.
Hello, my name is Elwood Hurst. I've served as a missionary here in Micronesia since 1980. The Lord allowed us to start Lighthouse Baptist Church in the village of Santa Rita on the island of Guam. After finishing that church, we turned it over to another pastor. The Lord led my wife and myself to start another church in the village of Maritza. We have need of a younger family to come with us, but due to our age, and labor alongside of us to continue this work if we are no longer able to serve here. Brother Bill and Sister Tanya Henderson will be great asset to this ministry. the children will be a help by not only drawing other youth to the Lord and to this work, but also will be with their musical abilities and just being good, godly people. We would greatly appreciate your help in sending and supporting them to labor with us here on the island of Guam.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
I was born the seventh of nine children to Archie and Shirley Henderson. My father always made sure that I was in church and encouraged me by his faithfulness to reading God's word and praying. Even though I made a profession of salvation at an early age, the things of God always took a back seat to the desires of my flesh and to the interest of the world. All through high school, college, and my early adult years, I knew that there was a deep void that only Christ could fill. The Lord was gracious and merciful to me during this time of indifference towards Him. He preserved me through many sicknesses that almost took my life and carried me through setbacks that at the time I did not fully understand. All the while, the Lord was working and had a perfect plan for my life. He led me to Fellowship Baptist Church, where I began to hear the sound preaching of God's Word. It was during a week of special meetings in the fall of 1995 that I came under great conviction that I was a lost sinner, deserving and headed to hell. After a restless night, I called my pastor to my house, and that morning I kneeled down and asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins and to save me, placing my faith in His finished work on the cross. I became a new creature. Old things passed away. All things became new. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home where church was a priority for our family. I attended Christian school during my early years, and it was there, during a chapel service, that I came under conviction of my need of a Savior. That evening, with a heavy heart, I told my mom that I wanted to be saved. She shared some verses from God's Word with me, and we knelt beside my bed, and I prayed and asked the Lord Jesus to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. I followed the Lord in believer's baptism at the age of 8. As a young child, I had a heart for the things of God and a burden for others to be saved. Although I have never doubted my salvation, for much of my high school and college years, I chose to sin against the God who had bought me. Through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, the summer before my college graduation, I surrendered my heart and my will to the Lord. Soon after, the Lord led Bill and I together. I graduated from college in May of 1994, and Bill and I were married in February of 1995. The Lord has blessed us in allowing us to have 9 children, 7 of which have already trusted in Him as their Savior. We are excited to see how the Lord will use them and the talents that He has blessed them with to serve Him on the island of Guam.
Our goal is to labor alongside the Hurst in planning and establishing Gospel Light Baptist Church in the village of Maritzo. As is most of Guam, Maritzo is predominantly influenced by the traditions and false teachings of Roman Catholicism, with its structured religion and work salvation. The need is urgent. Souls are in danger of eternal damnation, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. We are committed to answer the Micronesian call and to declare the good news, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins. Our desire is to have faithful prayer warriors who will lift our family and ministry in daily prayer before our Heavenly Father. Will you prayerfully consider partnering alongside with us in reaching the lost in the village of Maritzo, Guam?
The Bible tells us the just shall live by faith and not by sight. And Colossians 2:6 says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in Him. We receive Him by faith.
By faith, we trust him as our Lord and Savior. And that's how he wants us to walk. That's how he wants us to live. People these days, even Christians, are having problems with that. They want to see it before they believe it. But God says, just trust me, believe me, and to live by faith.
Lots of churches that have it. If you know it, sing along with us. But one of the reasons our favorite song is because it's got about enough songs for each one of our kids. But we're going to have to add one coming up. And Brother Ennis was a little, almost close. He said there was other kids with Tanya pregnant. She's due in July. That'll be number 10. So we're getting there, brother.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, it time shall be no more. When the morning
we
to a guy this morning at church, and he said, God is good. And, you know, God is good all the time, and he can only be good. And I just recently started saying, it's probably not new to most of y'all, but that's the understatement of all time.
That's right.
That God is good. God is so good. And this dear lady gave her testimony a while ago, talking about how good God is. And, you know, we could go on and go on and go on, but we only have eternity to thank him for how good he is to us. And God's been good to me. He's been good to our family. He provides for us like he's promised. He's always present with us like he's promised. He gives us the power we need like he promises. And we have God's word, which we'll look at tonight, the power of God's word, because God is so good.
Thank you.
growing up, I didn't get saved until I was 28 years old. And before that, the only thing I could play, the only thing I really can still play is the radio. I can play the radio. So, you know, just a testimony of God's goodness to us for asking that. Soon after I was saved, me and my wife started attending faithfully our Fellowship Baptist Church down in Taylor's. And our pastor who's there now, Pastor Bryce Hager, who's the one that led me to the Lord, he started a young marriage class, and I thank God for that class. And I remember one day he was teaching, and he said something about, well, y'all know all this. He was just teaching the Bible, you know. He said, well, you know this. And me and my wife had to go up to him and say, we don't know that, you know. And one of the things that he impressed upon us was, if you have children, the greatest investment you can make, and I'm preaching to you now, is music ability. Because it's something that can be used of the Lord, and it can be used for eternity if used for the Lord. And by far, our greatest investment, monetarily wise, has been lessons for piano and trumpet, trombone, and viola and violin. And God has used them. They've been a tremendous blessing in our deputation, and I praise God for them. Praise God. But it wasn't me. It was God. Well, folks, before I even start, I want to thank you one more time because it's a great honor to stand here today and to be called of God, to be a servant of God, and then to be sent of God to halfway around the world to Guam. And folks say, when are you going to go? When's your target date? Well, I don't know. I don't have one yet. If it was up to me, it would have been yesterday. But God hadn't impressed upon me yet. We're at 21%. We're starting our 11th month this month. So we do ask that you would pray for us. We got plenty of cards out there. Take a card and pray for us. We want prayer warriors. We want folks lifting up our family to our Heavenly Father daily in prayer. Because without prayer, there's no power. But with prayer, there's power. And that's what we need for our family and for our ministry. Deputation is fun. Deputation is work. Deputation is a school. It was told to me, and I believe it now. It's a school of deputation. But it's also, as the acronym for FAITH is, Fantastic Adventures in Trusting Him. And folks, that's what the Christian life is. Fantastic Adventures in Trusting Him. And also you can say, for all, I'm trusting Him. So trust God by faith, and He'll do great and mighty things.